I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, we've all gotten the memo about protecting our skin from sun exposure, but did you know the FDA has implemented even more regulations? Here's what you need to know. The new FDA guidelines will go into effect next year, but wait a minute, why would you want to wait? Remember, there are two types of ultraviolet rays, UVA and UVB. Sunburns are primarily caused by UVB, and both can cause cancer and early signs of aging. And according to the new guidelines, only sunscreens that protect against both can be labeled as broad spectrum. As for waterproof or sweatproof labels, these are misleading terms. The new rules will only allow products to advertise how long the product is actually water resistant. But here's my advice no matter what. After getting in the water or sweating, put on a new layer of sunscreen no matter what the bottle says. And you don't have to go too high with the SPF either. It turns out there's no data showing that anything labeled higher than 50 is any more effective. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.